This is The Resilience, a global security and crisis management podcast, and I'm your host, Brandon Sims. Well, hey everyone, I'm excited today because we're going to be talking about the five W's of EWGSX. This is our ministry. This is who we are. This is what we do. And so I want to take a little bit of time and share with you about what we do and kind of why we do it and where and those things. So the five W's. So EWGSX is our ministry. My wife and I are support-raised missionaries, and we are here serving God, serving God's kingdom with an organization as Christian missionaries. But we're focused on global security and crisis management within this realm. And we're very excited. Maybe another date down in the podcast down the road, I'll get more into how we got here. Basically coming from 20 years of experience into Christian ministry, and what did that look like, and how did we make that transition? How was the Lord working on our hearts, and how did we feel like we got that calling or being led to take this leap of faith and to move into ministry, as we call it. But today I really want to focus on our ministry and what the Lord is doing so that we can share about our ministry. Because, hey, what else are we, what else should we be doing but sharing ministry, talking about God, talking about Jesus. And so we're going to dive into that. EWGSX started in 2016, basically an opportunity with an organization that was looking for security and crisis management to build a program, build a department, and take it to the next level. Well, the organization we're with is, I think we're going on 30 years of operations now, but the organization operates in over 10 regions. Guys, I'm tracking, and to be more specific, it's not just 10 regions and like, okay, great, but I'm focusing on 90 plus countries where we have people deployed, individuals traveling to, teams traveling to, locations where our personnel transit and have to, you know, get from point A to point C and B. Country B is, you know, the transit country. Tracking all of this and planning operations, it's not something that you start overnight and it's live and running the next morning. It takes time, it takes money, and it's a process. But you see, at the organization we're with, we focus on the darkest areas of the world. And so in the security and crisis management world, what that really means is we focus on the dangerous locations. That's where the Lord has led the organization to operate, the most dangerous locations. And so that adds a whole nother element to it. This isn't just America. It's countries that are completely opposite of America, where you don't have freedoms, you don't have rights, you don't have protection, where the government actually has their thumb down on you, whether you're an expat, a tourist, a resident, a worker, wherever the individual is in that process and how they are in that country. And so we have to pivot. If the Lord's calling us to work in these locations, we have to pivot and look at how do we operate. One, how do we get in? How do we stay? And then add in, how do we do ministry when they don't want ministry there? And so that's where we step in as a tool in the toolbox to do this. You see, doing ministry takes a toolbox of capabilities. It's not one person. It's not one team. It's actually a group of people. It's a group of teams. It's several departments working together, each one of us doing our job, striving for excellence and to do our job so that ministry can happen, but also ministry can move forward. You see, that's what the Lord has led us to do, is to serve Him and His kingdom. And that's what we call ministry, serving Him and His kingdom. And so EWGSX started in 2016, like I said, setting up a global security and crisis management program and then a department. And I'll tell you, it's been a long process. I'm now a team of one. It's hard. My wife and I support raised missionaries. And, you know, maybe another date down the line, we'll talk about that process of being support raised missionaries. Because we don't receive a general fund or a set paycheck salary from somewhere else. We have to find ministry partners. We have to talk to people, present our program, present our department, our ministry, everything we're doing, and asking people to come alongside of us, to join our ministry, become a partner. And part of that is a financial partner. And so we'll talk about that in probably another down the road on another podcast, because there's a lot with that. There's a lot in how God has worked with us, how God's worked through us, how God has, you know, those who know me know that I can be a hard-headed kind of guy. And so there's times the Lord's had to get a 2x4 and smack me on the back of the head to get me to pay attention and listen and quit trying my ways. Let's do it God's way. It's going to work out even better, more than we can imagine. And so there's a whole story to that, and we'll unpackage that another day. But for global security and crisis management, how do we do what we do? And first, I want to say that our motto in security and crisis management within this org is we are risk wise, not risk averse. You see, we're going to seek wisdom when we're facing risk. We're going to seek God through prayer. We're going to grow to understand God through reading the Bible. And then we're also going to seek additional wisdom from professionals, from capabilities, through information of what's going on. What's the reality on the ground where we're deploying people, or where we want to start a ministry in a said country, or even when people are traveling back and forth? You see, it takes a full package to understand and to prepare. And that's the key thing, to prepare so that we can be effective and be successful for God in serving Him. I mean, let's just be honest. Who of us listening wants to just, I'll do my job if I have to. It's God. He's got it. Why do I need to worry? I don't need to be a professional. I don't need to strive for excellence. I don't need to do all these tasks. Is that really the approach that myself and each one of us should take? I'd beg to say no. That we should actually be seeking or striving for excellence in serving God. Now, that doesn't mean, I didn't say for us to be perfect. And I also didn't say that we're going to be right every time. And I also didn't say we're going to be successful every time. But if we strive for excellence, we're going to keep our eyes focused on God and not ourselves. We're going to keep our eyes focused on God, not the tasks. So that when we do the small things, we do it with a heart of servant work to God, His kingdom, His ministry. And so when I say risk-wise, that's what I'm talking about, a full package of seeking God, reading the Word to understand God, and then seeking wisdom out in the world as well of what's going on from a security and crisis management perspective. In our slogan, I say risk-wise, not risk-averse. Well, let's talk about the risk-averse. We're not risk-averse. And what I mean by that is, just because it's dangerous from a crime, a terrorism, natural disaster, pandemic perspective, we're not going to avoid those areas just because. We may seek God even more in those times when we're faced with a pandemic or a location that is wrought with terrorism and a targeting of individuals that look like us. But we're not going to turn our head and walk away. And so, like I said, we're risk-wise, not risk-averse. And so how we do security and crisis management, the department that I've built and the program that we have based on 20 years of experience, is I've broken it down into some categories. First is collection. We have to get information. We have to know what's going on. And so we collect open source information worldwide. And that's thousands of pieces of information on a daily basis. But then we move into our next phase of analysis. We look at this information and then sift through it all to see what is applicable to our operations. Our operations are different than another organization's, but also different from a different industry. And so it's going to look different for different people, different organizations, different churches, businesses, families. But we bring that analysis in and sift through that information so that we can be more in tune with where we're operating and how we're operating. The next category is training. I'm a huge proponent of this. Training is vital. I stand behind it 100%. Also, we'll title it as continuing education. Because we have to understand that there's not a single one of us that knows it all. There's not a single one of us that has experienced everything. Now, there may be people in the field that have 15 years of experience and can bring a wealth of wisdom to the table. Yes. But there can be somebody who's brand new, as we'd say, green behind the ears, who can bring a different perspective that maybe we should listen to, or a different understanding that we should listen to. You see, it takes a team for a mission to be successful. And what is our mission? Our mission is to share the Word of God, to share the Bible, to share the good news. It takes a team to do that. But to make sure we're current, we have to go through training, continuing education. So we provide training in person, online, and some several things. And I'll talk about that in a different podcast down the road. But the next category is also what I like to talk about a lot, is dissemination. Also known as communication. We have this information. We have information that what could be categorized as alerts, threats, notifications, or good historical information. So what do we do with it? We don't hold on to it. We need to share it. And so through security and crisis management, we disseminate a lot of information. But the key point here for today is we provide information that is applicable to our organization, and it is disseminated worldwide and at the fingertips of all of our personnel, no matter their status, 24/7. It's truly at their fingertips. And then the last category of security and crisis management is oversight. And that's a huge umbrella, but for our organization, that means incident management, event security, a crisis management team, executive protection, and much more. And so that's a short wrap-up of kind of the how we do global security and crisis management. And as I've kind of shared before about EWGSX, you can find all this information about what we do in ministry and how we do it in more details by going to our website at www.ewgsx.com. And so you'll find a ton of information there. But we also, when I want to talk about our ministry and what we do, is I've shared that my wife and I are support raised missionaries. And what that means is we are tasked to go out and find ministry partners. I've categorized that into two areas. Prayer partners and financial partners. And sometimes there's an individual in both, and some that only stay in one category. But to find ministry partners who will come alongside of us, they hear about our ministry. They want to be a part of it. They want to be a part of what we're doing behind the scenes to help enable ministry forward. Some are just prayer, and some are just financial. But see, as support-raised missionaries, we have to talk about that financial aspect, because that's how we receive a paycheck. That's how we pay for mortgage, keep the water on, keep the electricity on. That's how we put food on the table and all the other things about surviving. It takes a team. It takes a team of financial partners, but it also takes a huge team of prayer partners. And I don't want to minimize that at all, because prayer is vital. Prayer is huge. Prayer is crucial. Y'all, there's been times that stuff's gone on in the family, friends, but even from our partners sharing with us, hey, can y'all pray for us? Prayer is crucial in life. Prayer is a necessity. We need more people on our prayer team. We need more people on our financial aspect. What I'm saying is we want a lot of ministry partners who believe in what we're doing, who've been led by the Lord to support us through prayer or the financial aspect. It takes a team. And so on our website, you click on the Give tab and you can see ways to give. And then through the Contact Us tab, it's labeled Contact, sorry, you can reach out to us. Fill out the form, put whatever you want in there, and reach out to us. Hey, if we can pray for you, please put it in there, because we want to pray for you as well. You see, it's a two-way street here. We're not just asking for people to pray about our ministry or become part of our newsletter distro, but we also want to hear from you. How can we pray for you? we all go through tough times. Life is not easy. You know, and right now, life is not easy for the majority of us. There's a lot of things we face. There's illnesses, diseases, death, loss of jobs, pandemic, inflation. Life is not easy. Maybe there's a rough marriage. Maybe there's rumbles in the family with kids, your extended family. I say all that because I'm serious. Just click on the contact tab, reach out to us, and if you have a prayer request, I'm serious. Please submit it, and it will come to me, and then my wife and I will pray. We want it to be a two-way street. We want it to be a partnership where it's not just us asking. We're here to listen and pray for you as well. And then in addition to EWGSX, we have the podcast, which you're obviously listening to, that we've just kicked off. I love this. I am not a superstar, as you can tell by listening to podcasting. It actually took me several years to even start listening to podcasts because I was just against it until a good friend just kind of pounded in me and gave me some ideas and said, hey, quit being so hard-headed. Here's some podcasts you might like. And it's grown on me. And so this podcast I'm really happy about, so we can do information sharing and talk and answer questions and collect information and whatnot and have discussions that are vital and beneficial to everyone from both sides. But I will tell you, this podcast, I'm not making it a Hollywood style with whiz-bang music and sounds and videos and all this stuff, because that's not really what the Lord's laid on my heart. What the Lord has laid on my heart was to bring a podcast that is real, that is raw, and that focuses on Him. And so when I talk about the real aspect, we're just going to share information that's real, that has been successful for us in global security and crisis management, but also talk about some of the failures. So hopefully you can learn from it, whether you're an individual, you're listening on behalf of a family, a church, a business, an organization, to really share that information. And then it's going to be raw. Yeah, I mean, you've even heard where I've stumbled through some words today. I'm not going to edit out hardly anything because I want you as a listener to know you're getting truth. You're getting the rawness. I don't want it to be perfect. I don't want it to be the next shiny object. I just want it to be real, raw, and focusing on God. So that's the podcast. That's what, you know, obviously one of the capabilities that we're sharing here with our ministry. And so diving back into another section of EWGSX is, if you go to our website, I have a Global Intel tab. And there's so much information there that I'll probably dive in another day on the podcast down the road and talk about this. This Global Intel, really, I'm sharing open source information that we are using for our operations, but putting it at your fingertips so you can read up on stuff, whether it's you're just curious about a location or you're overseeing a trip. Or your family's going on a trip, or you specifically are going on a trip, you can have an avenue to reach out to something that is free. I'm not charging for this. There's so many businesses out there that are good for-profit businesses, but what the Lord's laid on my heart is share the information. Do what you can. Now, I can't provide everything from an amazing platform, software program, database, all of those things. And so I've put it on the website of what I can do and what we can share and get out there. But if you'll click on Global Intel, you'll learn everything about travel topics and tips, categories, things that we share about things to keep in mind, what you can do, how to react, things of that nature. And then there's a tab on country-specific information that is huge. And like I said, we'll dive into this more, but it's covering the 90-plus countries that I track for our operations, and it gives you daily information that I put in, and you're actually seeing it live. And so when I'm updating information, within a couple minutes, it's already published through that tab and whatnot, and so you'll see information there. And then there's other tabs like global travel restrictions and risk ratings, and that's really to provide an educational information for you so you understand what travel restrictions are out there. What are the risk ratings on going to a specific country, location, and whatnot? And then we have a blog that that I put larger reports in below that of just big topics and stuff. And so that's not updated every day. That can be a weekly, monthly update. It really varies based on the information we're getting. And so so that's a good place to go, the Global Intel tab. The next one on our website is called Tools. So Industry Tools. And what this is basically here is a bunch of capabilities that we use and that has been successful in the field and whatnot. And I just try to share information with you, to be honest, that you could use. And so that's a good area to go and look at, like, hey, what are some good things out there from the industry that have been proven to be successful in all across the world, actually. And so take a look at that. And our next tab is training. And as I talked about earlier, training is vital from a continuing education perspective. And so just click on that, and I have recommendations there for in-person training, online training modules, and some things there. And so that will grow over time to provide additional capabilities and whatnot, but at least gives you some areas to go to. Where can I start? You know, I need to travel to this location, or my church is traveling, my business, we're about to send individuals over to this location. What are some things I can do? I don't know where to start. Well, here you go. Just come to our website, look at it, and there's some quick pieces of information to help you get started. But then you can also reach out to us through the contact link, and I can help address any questions you may have, things of that nature to help you out. And then the last thing of EWGSX is the Bible. And point blank, we're a Christian ministry. We're focused and called to serve God, to seek God, to study His Word, and to live out the calling He's given us. And so I've just provided an online app. I believe it's YouVersion that connected in there, but you can go to our website. Yes, it is YouVersion. And you can just read the Bible from our website too. So just another avenue to connect in there. And so today, that is EWGSX, the 5 W's. There's so much more I could dive into, but I want to keep this podcast pretty short and concise. And so please go visit our website, www.ewgsx.com, to learn more about some of the things I've talked about. But also, I can't reiterate enough, we're support-raised missionaries, and so we'd love to partner with you, whether it's prayer or financial. We'd love to partner with you, your business, your organization, your church, your family. Just reach out to us. We have the Give tab where you can give, but also the Contact tab. Reach out to us. If you have a prayer request and how we can pray for you, please put it in there and we'll reach out to you. So once again, thank you for today. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It's growing. We're on 6 platforms. I'm just amazed at how this has grown already for the few weeks that we've been going. And so we want to keep it going. We want to share information. We want you to be a part of this. We want you to join our ministry. My goodness, I could talk all day long about how the Lord has called us to this. And so I hope this has been beneficial to you. I look forward to hearing you speaking next week on some things, and bringing some special guests here in the next month with some really cool topics and hear their perspective in the Christian ministry and how that applies. And so once again, thank you guys. Thank you, everybody. Keep in touch. Reach out to us and share our podcast. Share it. Who knows? A variety of topics are coming. We've covered a few topics as we start this podcast, but there's more to come throughout the year. And so hopefully we'll grab something that everybody can latch on to and hear a specific podcast and it be beneficial to you. So thanks, guys. This is The Resilience, a Global Security and Crisis Management podcast. If you have any questions, if you'd like to leave any comments, or if you'd like to become a ministry partner or even a sponsor of this podcast, please visit our website, www.ewgsx.com.